The role of Rocky Balboa, you know, the Italian stallion, the boxing heavyweight champion of the world. Well, during this documentary, I noticed that while he was filming for another Rocky movie in Philadelphia, the people from Philadelphia actually greeted him as Rocky Balboa.
The Philadelphia people look at Rocky as an existing being, as someone who sort of exists. They're not yelling for Sylvester Stallone. Believe me, it's all Rocky, Rocky, yo, rock, rock. There is no separation between the two identities.
I wondered how many of them actually seen the Rocky movies really knew his real name. They knew him as the character that he portrayed, not as who he really was. Furthermore, how many of them actually deceived themselves into believing that Rocky was also the heavyweight champion of the world? This was, in fact, the reality many of the people in Philadelphia had when it came to that of Sylvester Stallone. Friends, the man's real name is Michael Sylvester Gaudenzio Stallone. He's never been in a ring to fight professionally one time in all of his life. And he is not the heavyweight champion of anyone's world except those that paid for the ticket to see this actor play the part of one. And speaking of actors, how many politicians today run on the promises that they fail to keep once they win the office that they sought? They put themselves up to be something that they clearly are not. Like that of the actor Sylvester Stallone, they say that they are someone that they are not and act in another way. Christian conservative is usually what they sell, yet what they deliver time and time again is not at all what they sold themselves to be in any sense of the word. It is what they do that shows you who they are. It is true that the man and the office are one and the same. Again, speaking of politicians,
our country will be better off when we start making our own products again, bringing our once great manufacturing capabilities back to the shores.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great.
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
Well, it's good. We employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties
made?
They have to work
too.
These are beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China? Ties are made in China.
And like that of the actor, I ask, how is the act apart from the actor? They are still the same person regardless of what they want someone to believe that they are. And one thing is for sure, their actions speak a lot louder than their words.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part for which I am solely and completely responsible. I misled people, including even my wife.
It is like that of the laws in this country that need to be enforced. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce them laws. That's how we know that they are good. On so many occasions, politicians act out that they are good, and yet they implement that which is unlawful, which undermines the constitutional laws which are in place. And of course, they advocate compartmentalization. What do you mean? Well, they want you to accept that their personal life is separate from their public life. Well, in fact, that is not true in any sense of the word. Who they are in private is who they are in public, regardless of the act, if you judge them by their fruit. There is no separating the two. Look to what they advocate and produce, and you will understand. It's been rightly stated that public character is no evidence of true greatness, for a public character is often an artificial one. Benedict Arnold, in his public capacity, was a
At
general
the Sons
of the American
Liberty,
Army.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and we just happen to have online right now, Stephanie. This is my better half. She's at the Minnesota State Fair right now, final day. We've been there for 11 days. This is the 12th day, and we want to get an update as to what is taking place down there at the Minnesota State Fair. How goes it, Steph?
Well, it goes. As you mentioned, this is the 12th day out of 12. So if you're thinking about stopping by, today is the day to do it. It's now, do or die, come down. But no, things are going well. It's been a long haul. Every time we do the fair, you know, it really is. But we're always here to be able to seek and save that which is lost. And like I always say, not everyone will step foot inside of a church building or a conservative meeting, but they'll come to the fair. In fact, I had a girl, I noticed her at a different booth, and she had pentagrams on her earrings. She was all tattooed up, you have pentagrams, this and that. I'm like, okay, Lord, she comes over here, I'm going to track her. So she came over, I kind of called out to her, gave her a pink and blue with the gospel message. And it's like, you never know who you're going to run into or who you're going to meet or why God places you in a certain place at a certain point in time. And it could be that he's using you for whatever reason. Maybe a fellow believer needs to know they're not alone. Maybe it's, you know, someone who needs a good convicting message of truth. They need to be kind of nailed in their hearts through the Holy Ghost. And you never know who you're going to get here. And that's kind of the beauty of it, because sometimes, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. The Bible says, well, man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. Sometimes you're surprised by people. And we get a lot of people who, interestingly enough, you know, they profess to be Christians and they're like, oh, well, keep up the good work and lots of thumbs up. But it's like, okay, what are you doing to be able to seek and save that which lost? How are you reaching out to other people around you? Yeah. And then you get the total heathen people and they'll support what you're doing. They're like, you know, they could be swearing or this, that. Oh, I love that shirt. Give me one of those. And, you know, sometimes they're the best people to have on your side rather than those that profess to know the Lord, but in works deny him, as the Bible says. But I just want to say that the lasting impact, we have people that come year after year after year. I had a 78-year-old
veteran. Can I stop you for a second? Let me stop you for
absolutely
a second. Because I was just thinking about something that the Lord had said about the harlotans, the publicans, so on and so forth in Matthew 21:31. And the Lord said unto him that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Notice that Jesus told his disciples, those 11 stinky fishermen, the Lord chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. He told them stinky fishermen to go to the lost sheep of Israel. and bear the reproach of Christ. And what we have is we have people that have so convinced themselves that they're supposed to live one life inside of the building and then another life on the outside. And it's completely, it contradicts its very purpose. I mean, the church, as Catherine Booth rightly called it, wife of William Booth, founder of Salvation Army, that the church is called to be a barracks to raise up soldiers to go out and seek and save that which is lost. In America, it's just the exact opposite. They do nothing on the outside, and therefore they claim they have the faith, but they don't have the works. And it's pretty telling to me. And the world sees that. But I wanted to say something about that girl that you said that had the, you know, the pentagram on and so on and so forth. Interestingly enough, I just seen a kid this last week, and he walked into a gas station. He had something about Satan on his shirt. And when I see those guys, I will target them. I will get them. In this particular case, I drove out of my way. I followed him. I didn't want to be a weirdo, but I did want to reach out to him because I knew I had to get him. And I'm in the sense of tracking him. And in the process of doing so, I had walked across the parking lot after I parked, and both him and his girlfriend were there. And I said, "Hey, guy, just wanted to put a smile on your face really quick." And I pink and blued him, which has the Ten Commandments, the law that's the schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. And he looked at me in all sincerity like, "Wait a second, you mean you really cared enough about me to actually get up in my face and love on me more than those other people hiding out inside of the building?" Well, that's what love does. It's an action. It's not in word, 1 John 3:18. And that is the very reason I continuously end the show with that, because we're not to profess our love. We're not to profess our faith. We're to exhibit it. We're to show people who we have inside of us, that Christ might use us as conduits and ambassadors to preach his message to a lost and a dying world. So I think it's really important for people to understand that we're not overlooking them. No, we target them. And when it comes to the self-righteous, we'll contend with them, Jude 3 and 4. And people need to understand, Stephanie, it's law to the proud, grace to the humble. And that's exactly what you get to see out there on a daily basis. Let me ask you this. What has been the outreach over the last 12 days since we've been there? Let's just get a guesstimation of how many people were actually just at our booth that have stopped at our booth and we had the opportunity to track. Can you go ahead and share those numbers?
Oh, boy, I wouldn't even begin to tell you the exact numbers. But, you know, it's literally a sea of people coming in. Yesterday was like wall to wall, you know, you're kind of shoulder to shoulder. Now, we've had some slow days here before, too, as well. But I think just the lasting impact, it's like no matter what the number is, it's like everyone that comes, they get the gospel message. And going back to what you said earlier about targeting people, a lot of those kids that you see that people want to stay away from because they look weird, they got blue hair, they got spikes or weird tattoos or pentagrams, they're just confused. No one's ever loved them enough to show them the right way, show them the right path. And this girl with the pentagrams on, very sweet girl. So, you know, she's yep. acting one way, but maybe she needs to get nudged in line. Someone to say, no, that's not the way. No, you don't do that, because love is in no. Like you said, the Lord was the only one to tell you, no, you're not doing that. And when we love, we give boundaries. We give the Ten Commandments. We give absolutes. And that way kids know they have guidelines. So as far as the numbers go, I'm not exactly sure how many people have been through here. But if you look at the State Fair of Minnesota, it is the largest state fair in the nation. It's actually second to Texas, but the Texas one runs twice as long. So when you consider that, we're probably the largest one. And it's just an opportunity to seek and save that which is lost. And the impact, I'll tell you a little story. So we had a guy come up here. He wanted to have you sign one of his T-shirts, so on and so forth. But his wife came a few years back, got a book about abortion, did a class paper on it, and then shared that with her entire and her student body for her college class and so on and so forth. So sometimes people pick up a track, they pick up a book or whatever, and then all of a sudden they're sharing it with their classmates, and then they're yep. sharing it with their family. And it's like it increases, it multiplies. Like the Lord, it's like, okay, Lord, I got, you know, whoa! 5 loaves, 2 fishes, what are you going to
yes.
do with it? Well, he multiplies it. But a lot of times, people don't understand this.
Whoa!
A lot of this depends upon your
yes.
obedience to open
you
your mouth. Or just open your mouth wide and I will fill it. You don't have to be eloquent. Anybody can hand someone a track. Anybody can talk to someone for a few minutes. And, you know, it's always hard to initially kind of break through sometimes. But once you do, you don't want to leave it because you're just flowing in the Holy Spirit. And you're glad to be used by God. But the one thing I would reiterate is, people, be obedient to the call that God has called you to do, because you might be someone's salvation for eternity or damnation based on your obedience.
Thank you, Steph. Totally appreciate it, folks. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Stephanie down at the Minnesota State Fair. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com. PetRegen.com or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Okay, here we go, folks. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I do want to let you know, yes, this is the last day of the Minnesota State Fair. Yes, it's been 12 days in a row. Yes, it's been 12 hours a day. But we also wanted to let you know that we have up and coming October 5th, Oakwood Grand Hall, Woodland Park Recreation Area, 2100 Willow Creek Road, Portage, or Portage, I hope I'm saying that right, Indiana, October 5th, 2024, 6 p.m. Folks, if you want to book, now is the time to do so. We always book 2 to 3 months out. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now listen, in America, we have a representative government. In America, we have a limited government. Again, I've said this a million times, but for those that are new to the show, those that are new to listening on radio across the country, do go to your state preamble. You'll notice that all of your rights that you have today are given to you by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because when you look at Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, that is the law of the land. land. Everything is congruent with the law of the land, which is found in the enumerated laws in the U.S. Constitution, okay? The state statutes, so on and so forth, ally itself with his word, period. It's called common law, and the list goes on here. Now, with that, which goes back to canon law, which is church authority and church law, but it's interesting how people have separated that because they've been listening to the communists in the United States as if to suggest that there's lines between church and state. The government can go ahead and do whatever it wants to. No, in fact, Thomas Jefferson said in 1802 to the Danbury Baptist that it was an erected wall barring the government from interfering with the church, not the other way around. Again, Americans, you have it completely backwards, Isaiah 59. If anybody wants to go ahead and test their steel on this, 281-845-4704. And let me remind everybody, don't wait until the last segment to basically bottleneck all the phone calls. So if you want to call in, do so throughout the show. Stick to the topic. And yes, it's the fastest show on national radio, the fastest hour. But the reason I'm saying that, friends, going back to the point that I was making concerning who we are under God, when Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, that's really what it means. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We don't have a right to do anything outside of the law. Okay? Because God hasn't given us a right to do that. He hasn't given us a right to break the law. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want people to catch this, and I don't know what's going on here, friends. I got a, I'm just going to go to Deuteronomy 17 on a different page because that keeps pulling up information that we do not need, and I'm going to go there right now, and I'm going to pull it up, and we're at Deuteronomy 17, 14 through 20, and I want to show you the requirements of a king. I also want you to remember what I just said. King in this country is no king but King Jesus, okay? Article 6, Section 2, and our rights come from him. They do not come from our representatives. Notice what I said, our representatives. Again, Declaration of Independence, they derive their just powers from what? The consent of we, the people, right? Okay, so going over to Deuteronomy 17, and I'm going to go to the King James Version, just so you can hear this for yourself. This is the requirement of a king, okay? And again, we don't have a king in this country, friends, outside of Jesus Christ. We have no king, but King Jesus was the words of our forefathers. Those were the flags that were flying. I have one downstairs in our studio, as a matter of fact. But what are the requirements of a king? Stop right there. Go over to 1 Samuel 8. Remember, the Lord didn't want a king. Remember, Samuel said, Lord, they're rejecting me. The Lord said to Samuel, no, Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. Okay? Again, understand what is being said here. The Lord didn't want them to have a king. That was a heathen custom. And Americans have traded in their representative government for some sort of monarchy, for some sort of a dictator or a tyrant. And I want to show you why that is. A dictator or a tyrant or a despot or one that wants to act outside of his scope of authority that wants to be the king, that comes directly from hell, friends, because if you look at Isaiah 14, it's exactly what Satan himself has done. But the American people have allowed themselves to take on that mentality and treat their politicians like this is a monarchy, like we do have a king in this country. No, our king is the Lord, period. And when you look at Article 6, Section 2, it proves exactly what I'm talking about here. Now listen to this. It tells us in 17:15, thou shalt in any wise set king over thee. When the Lord says, if you want to set a king over you, like the nations that are round about you, he said, this is what the Lord shall do. He shall choose the man from one among from thy brethren, one of your brethren. This is why people had such a big deal and an issue with a foreigner and sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, because he's not American born. He's foreign. All of the things that he implemented into this country, friends, concerning all the unconstitutional and illegal policies, they're null and void. But the people didn't know the difference, and they treated him just like they treated any other president. Instead of actually obeying the king and throwing off those that were perverting the Constitution, they submitted to them. And folks, it's still going on today. You're allowing them to forge your chains because they've appointed a captain to bring you back to Egypt. That's not what the Lord wanted to do. That's why there was Moses. And the problem that we're having in America and so many fronts, friends, is people don't like Moses. And yet, if you look at 18:15 through 18:18 of Deuteronomy, you'll see that the Lord said to Moses, I'm going to raise up a prophet like unto you, and I'm going to require everything that comes out of his mouth. Guess who that was, friends? That was and is Jesus Christ. Okay, so he came again. He came to fulfill that law. But when you look at this, look at the requirements. You shall not multiply horses to yourself. You shall not cause the people to return back to Egypt, to slavery, to the end that he should multiply horses, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth no more go that way. It's absolutely humorous to me how politicians go into office, will go from the president all the way down to the bottom, and we're talking about the corrupt in federal government and in state governments. They go in, they're completely broke, and within a year or two, friends, they're at the millionaire status. Okay, and when you talk about the said president of the United States of America, do you want to tell me how that they're making $400,000 a year, but when they get out of office, they're worth $20, $30, $40, $50, $60, $70, $80 million? Yeah, it's because they're not serving the people. They're serving special interest groups that are bringing you back to the way of Egypt, which the Lord warned of. Okay? Also pay attention to this. In contrast, those that serve we the people, again, they put their hand on that Bible, don't they? Yep, they do. And they swear to God to uphold those laws, don't they? Against all enemies, don't they? Both foreign and domestic. And don't they end that oath with, so help me God, right? They're claiming that they serve God too while they're betraying you. That is what a Judas goat is. And we're going to get to that in a moment. Listen to this. You shall not multiply wives to himself. Hey, folks, how many times has the last president been married and the one that they're trying to put back into office? How many times? And yet Jesus himself said, when you're married and you go out and you remarry, the Lord said clearly that is adultery, period. It's an adultery. It's an adulterated relationship, and it must not happen. It's an exclamation, folks. It's a command, folks. There's no negotiating there. There is no bartering with the Lord on his commands, period. Okay? And you know what's crazy? I want you to think about this. Just food for thought, because I just seen this morning. Isn't it interesting concerning those that hate Moses? Isn't it interesting those that love Aaron? That compromise, that build golden calves, they have orgies in the gist when they depart from Moses. Isn't it interesting how they go back to their sin right away, and then they appoint themselves? And by the way, in Aaron, keep in mind, he built the golden idol out of the silver and gold that the people had, and that's what was erected because that's what the people wanted. But notice Aaron was moved by the fear of man and not the fear of God. So make the distinction between the fear of God and the fear of man with Moses, because Moses didn't fear the face of man. He feared the face of God. But notice those people who they love to get around. They love to get around compromisers. They love to get around people that are just as loose in their false version of grace than they are. They want to find people that, for example, the issue of marriage, they want to find people that have been married in divorce because they want to justify themselves in the face of a God that will not justify it. I mean, you're searing your conscience, and it doesn't just apply to that. By the way, put that up against 1 Corinthians 6:9 when you get a moment. And I know that bends people the wrong way, but you know what? If it gets you to the point of repenting before God and making things right with your own soul before him, praise God, then I'm doing my job. Because remember, God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences, okay? Hey, folks, unity apart from truth is but the agreement of Herod and Pilate to crucify Christ. That's why they hated Moses. That's why they hated Christ. They hated the truth. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-888-8888. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that in bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Hey, wanted to let you know really quick, folks. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, social media platforms over there. Subscribe, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Before It's News.com as well. I want to get to Bob. Bob, we had a phone call set up last week and we got cut off because of time. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, maybe twice.
Okay, twice. Sorry about that. It's just the way it happens, but I totally appreciate you calling me back, my friend.
I feel like James Kennedy stalking you out after that interview you guys had. You know, just keeping after you.
Oh, yeah,
so anyway,
yeah.
I received my book, Children of the Apostate.
Yep.
And your truckload, and your bill that's on this perfect stationery, and the smiley face. And it's all just so perfect. It got here so quick. I didn't even think I got the order placed because I'm not good online. So anyway, and then after hearing Stephanie this morning, I just don't think there's anything about your family that's not perfect in your organization. So anyway, I just had to say, and the book is just just fantastic. It's like the Texas GOP platform that you annotated for me. And I do have a disagreement on Article 6, Section 2,
okay,
about being the supreme law of the land. Our supreme law is only one sentence, and it was 11 years before that. It was the only thing our founders had when they defeated the worst enemy, the baddest enemy ever on earth. And that's what Blackstone said about the laws of nature and nature's God, is the only, no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. And that's it. That's your Constitution in a nutshell.
Amen. Well, I want to say two things to you, Bob. First of all, you're in this with me. You're the reason we do what we do. We're being perfected day by day as we keep our eyes fixed on him. And I'm just, to be honest with you, I'm honored to be a part of serving my generation the way King David talked about it. And as a matter of fact, I got it right in front of me. And it's right on, well, I thought I had it right in front of me, forgive me. Oh God, forsake me not until I've showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who has done great things. O God, who is like unto thee, Psalm 71, 18 and 19. So with that said, I'm just, you know, even the Minnesota State Fair, people say, man, this is 15, 16 years that you guys have been down there. Oh, my goodness. That's just not for me. As a matter of fact, a lady at the hotel said that to me this morning. Oh, she said, are you guys at the fair? I said, yeah, we got a booth down there. We're going on 15, 16 years, and I got to verify that yet. She goes, oh, that's just not for me. Well, it isn't for me if I'm selfish and the only thing I'm thinking about is myself. But I look at the Minnesota State Fair and all that we do to put our time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears into the people that have an opportunity to be there, giving us an opportunity to reach out to them, to say some things to them that nobody else is willing to say to them. And I think that's what this is all predicated upon as far as the radio show goes as well. I think I just been forgiven much, and therefore I love much, and I want to make sure everybody understands what I have. I want to make sure you have, and that is in Christ Jesus, and he's the only one that can give it. So I'm just trying to point my finger to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, and John 1:29, and that's what we're continuously doing here. So, and then aside of that, Article 6, Section 2, I think we're saying the same thing, because our allegiance is unto God, our rights come from God, and when I'm talking about Article 6, Section 2, it is premised on common law, William Blackstone. As a matter of fact, Bob, if you can see me right now, I have the whole William Blackstone collection behind me, and what an intelligent giant he was. Matter of fact, Charles Finney got saved because of his writings in law books. So I think we're agreed, and I'm just trying to convey over to people, giving them the information that, again, our rights come from God, and this is who established this government. So like it or lump it, it matters not. This is who we are, and if you don't like it, we'll get you a one-way ticket out of here, man.
Yep.
Amen.
I love your William Blackstone. There's Jaron Jackson, he just had to move his room that he broadcasts on, and there's some bookshelves in the far background behind him, and I could just pick out all what he's got there because I've been compelled to get it. The William Blackstone, that, and the Blacks Fourth, and then... I don't know.
There's nothing more superlative. There's nothing more that you can, there's not another level outside of, and there's a big gap between man and Christ. But when you start reading the founding forefathers and you start reading the writings of these men and these theologians and these great awakening preachers during the founding era, you better get your Webster's Dictionary out, because I'm telling you what, you're ready to go to school. And one thing I know, Bob, is the Lord keeps us in school for our good. And I'm thankful for the fact that he does do that, because once we get it, we can give it. But if we ain't got it, we can't give it. And I think that's the bottom line. So Bob's an awesome guy. Bob, totally appreciate you every time you call in. And I was just highlighting, going back to Deuteronomy 17,
price.
And there it is again, Deuteronomy 17. And I was just talking about what the Lord told the said king, or our representative government, not to do. And it says that he shall not multiply himself wives. He shall not turn his heart unto others. He shall not greatly multiply unto himself silver and gold. And look at these politicians do, friends. And it says, and it shall be in verse 18 of Deuteronomy 17, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in the book out of that which is before the priests and the Levites. Look at the priests, as they call them. Look at the evangelicals, these scoundrels put around them. And you can safely equate it to 1 Kings 13:33. I mean, they are the lower sort. I mean, look at, just go back to the evangelicals that Donald Trump picked. He, as a matter of fact, we had friends that were in some of the meetings with him and Donald Trump, and it was conveyed to me that the whole time that they were in there with Donald Trump for 3 hours, they did nothing but praise Donald Trump. And it's like, that is not your job. Your job is to convey the word of God and the law as to how they're to uphold it in the land that the people might be free under God. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And it just, it sickens me to no end. And listen to this. This is how it ends. And it shall be with him that he shall read therein all the days of his life, the book of the law, the Torah, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. Is that where we're at today? Absolutely not. And what does it say? Finally, in verse 20, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren. I have never seen a greater narcissist in all my life besides Benito Mussolini and Donald Trump. And that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, that he may prolong his days in his kingdom and his children in the midst of Israel, in the midst of this Christian nation. That's where we're at. I want to show you some things here because I want you to see this. You guys all know what a Judas goat is, right? A Judas goat is one that blends itself in with the goats, but it's one that takes the lead. And the Judas goat, his whole objective is to lead the other sheep to destruction. And what happens is the Judas goat leads them in the way of destruction, and right before the destruction takes place, the Judas goat exits from his own destruction. That's what a Judas goat is. And I want to show you, there is no greater Judas goat in America than the one I'm about to show you right now. And again, I want to say this, we're to judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. And for the life of me, I don't understand why I'm not hearing this across the boards. Look at this. Donald Trump tells moms for liberty, he's for parental rights, likens school boards to dictatorships. Okay, this is what he said. This is the content, friends, I want you to share with all of your Trump worshipers. Because this is him who they are following, this Judas goat. Now, why do I say that? Well, he Donald Trump, again, just telling the people what they want to hear, playing along like he's a part of the people, like he loves the people. No, the fact of the matter is he's leading their children to destruction. Do you guys remember this when Alex Newman came out with his report? That Devo signs on to globalist UN education agenda under Donald Trump? But wait a second, let's just put these together. Let's run them parallel. Donald Trump says that he's for parental rights. And by the way, what does the government have to do with parental rights? The state has no children. I don't care what his opinion. I don't care what the governor's opinion is. I don't care what the mayor's opinion is. I don't care what their opinion is on parental rights. Because the bottom line is the state has no children. It is none of their business. And it is none of the federal government's business in indoctrinating the kids and the children that are in public schools today. And again, how does it all end? You pull your kids out of public school. But I don't want to go there. Common sense comes into play. I want you to pay attention to what this Judas goat says. And then I want to show you what he does. Trump tells moms for liberty he's for parental rights, likens school boards to dictatorships. Well, then why didn't he prosecute them? Here's another thing for you to think of. Everybody complains about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Everybody's complaining about Billy Bob Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Everybody's complaining about Obama, who's behind much of what's going on in America today. For those that are not paying attention, you can feel him. He is a devil, is what he is. But everybody's complaining about Barack Hussein Obama and his wife, Michael. He said it several times. Everybody's complaining about what the Bushes did during September 11th. Well, then why didn't Donald Trump deal with them? Because he said he had the DOJ in his hand to go ahead and do whatever he wants to do. Why didn't he prosecute him? Because he's a Judas goat. That's why. What guards our liberty? Justice? What if we don't have justice? What happens? The wickedest of men walk on every side. Psalm 12:8. Is that what's happening? Oh, absolutely. Let me show you something else with this Judas goat so you can see for yourself. Remember when Donald Trump said he's proud to be the most pro-life president in U.S. history on anniversary of Roe versus Wade? You guys remember all this? Remember he went out to the streets when 650,000 Americans were protesting the criminal acts of government sanctioning the murder of children in the womb? Do you remember what he said? Good. I'm going to give you the answer as to what he did on the other side.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again. 1-281-845-4704. Final segment. Man, I got a lot to cover here. Talking about the Judas goat. You know, it's interesting that scripture tells us in Proverbs 27, verse 5, that faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. How did Judas betray Jesus? He betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver, and how did he betray him? He betrayed him with a kiss. What do politicians do to you, Americans? Gosh, haven't you had enough, Americans? My goodness. Let's go back over to this. Trump says he's proud to be the most pro-life president in U.S. history on anniversary of Roe versus Wade overturn. Nope, that's all his worshipers need, friends, is just for him to say it. They don't care what he's doing behind closed doors. It's really, truly a sick state that the American people have put them in. And what's sad about it, friends, is they are the ones that call themselves Christians. No, it's a lack of. It's a lack of. Look who crucified Christ, John 19:15. Go ahead, check this out. Here's the truth of the matter. Planned Parenthood reported increase of government funding over $650 million more than that of Barack Hussein Obama going into reproductive rights, they call them. Not the murder of children. No, they call them reproductive rights. It's really a sad place to be, Americans, isn't it? Yes, it truly is. I wanted to highlight this, too. Donald Trump calls himself the most pro-life second. I'm sorry, not the pro-life. We already got to that one. He calls himself the most pro-Second Amendment president in American history. Donald's the best at everything. I mean, it's just truly embarrassing. But look at this. You can go ahead and take a look at it. Trump campaign, RNC. Launches Gun Owners for Trump. Okay? You've seen that. Okay? Now, what he says, this Judas goat, and what he does are two different stories. Not coming for your guns. This is from 2018. This is during the first criminal tenure that Donald Trump had. Okay? Not coming for your guns. Since Parkland shooting, 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws. They're not laws. They're undermining law. Folks, again, it can smell like law, have the color of law, look like law, but guess what? It's not the law. Not when it comes to our God-given rights. So again, this is what a Judas goat does, and it's exactly what is happening in fact. I'm going to go ahead and take Sean from Florida for the sake of time. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Sean. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. You having a blessed day?
Yeah, I'm on my game, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But a lot of the things that everybody doesn't understand is has to do with, I think, what could help everybody is a documentary from 2010 called The Corporation Nation by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Richardson. And it explains through the Comptroller General's offices what is actually driving a lot of this.
But Sean, don't you think it's fair to say that the American people have enough information as to what is happening?
No, I don't think that they have this information.
Oh, okay. So we have a yeah. Government that murders 70 million babies. Okay, the Senate.
I know, buddy.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. So that's that within itself. But wait a second.
Turned into a corporation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the problem is the American people. Yep, yep. But the problem is the American people allowed the bad guys. Okay, so if you're going to keep talking over me, Sean, that isn't going to fly for you. So let me say something, and then I'll give it back to you. So here's the deal. So the American people have allowed corruption to create a corporation, okay? The Constitution is still there. So if the American people are sick and tired of being controlled by the bad guys in what they call a corporation, which was created in 1871, then the American people need to stand up and throw off the corporation rather than giving us more information as to who the bad guys are. Hey, I mean, folks, when you have a government that illegally sanctions the murder of its own babies and then tells you this is for your health, you better put these experimental jabs into your body, and 20 million people dead, and the American people still tolerate it, yet we have to have another show talking about what else is wrong with the country? No, we already know what's wrong with the country. That is the tip of the iceberg, friends. And look what they're doing today. They're assailing the people. Here, I want to show you something concerning what Sean is saying, and I want you to see it. Because it is, in fact, what is happening right now. And I'm just here to tell you, man, we've been talking about this stuff for a long time, and I don't understand why it takes people so long before they finally wake up. I want you to go ahead and check this out, folks. Back in 2 years after September 11th, it's interesting to note that the DHS, an unconstitutional agency that is now alluring illegals into America, military-aged men into America, now finding them in Aurora, arming themselves and taking over apartment complexes. I guess that wasn't enough information neither, Sean, but we're working on it here, guys. But what's interesting to note is they came up with 72 definitions of what a terrorist is. Guess who those terrorists are, Americans? You and me. Somebody just highlighted this. This is from People for Life and Freedom. And it said, it's begun. No, it's begun a long time ago. You just weren't paying attention is what the problem is. You didn't want to listen to guys like me. You want to wait until it comes to your front door, which, by the way, for 3 years, that was the Rhema word telling people that if you don't deal with the corrupt, it will come to your front door. Now we get this. It's begun. Oh, my goodness, folks. I mean, they're only 20 years behind. Good for them. 30 years behind, 40 years behind, 50 years behind. But look at this. This is Operation Rescue. It's a friend of mine that runs this organization. And it's to shut down abortion murder clinics throughout the United States of America. But what's interesting, friends, is look at this. Terrorist groups are now being deemed and identified as anti-abortion. Those that don't murder their own children. Terrorist groups are now being identified as pro-lifers. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And the list goes on. But we need more information as to who the bad guys are. Okay, so I said my piece, Sean, so I'm going to give it back to you guys. So if you want to just go ahead and give us your last word, yeah, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. That's why I was wanting to tell people about this documentary. It's 7 hours and 33 minutes long, but the first hour explains everything. They're just going, this gentleman's just going through all the 50 states. So it is about information. It is about letting people know what's really taking place instead of arguing about things that don't matter.
But that's what I'm trying to say to you. If we get back to the Constitution, which is premised on the Word of God, that does away with all this other nonsense. But until the American people are willing to stand up and do something about it, it seems like it all goes for naught, Sean.
Yeah, 1871 was not a good year, bud.
Nope, it wasn't. Thanks for the call. I totally appreciate it. I really do. I wasn't trying to be rude. I was just trying to make the point. Folks, enough is enough of this. And hey, folks, I remember 20 years ago telling you, and I've said it throughout the years, that when I was a little kid, I remember watching a movie downtown Minneapolis in an old movie theater that's not there anymore. And what was interesting about it was because I was into martial arts a lot. I think every kid goes through that stage. But I meant it, I guess. But what was interesting is the name of the movie is called Kill or Be Killed. Do I need to say anything else? Kill or Be Killed. Now your government. Hey, by the way, it's to prove the point of this post right here that they're labeling Americans as terrorists. That is coming from these agencies that federal government has created. Where are the states throwing off federal government through Article 10 of the Bill of Rights? They're not. They're right along with it, friends. Isaiah 28, verse 18. You know, and this only goes back. I got to say this, and I don't know why this is coming up. Apparently, you're listening right now. But it blows me away that people have the audacity to get angry with me for telling you things 20 years ago that people are now starting to say it's begun 20 years later. Instead of saying, thank you, no, what do? Oh, look at that guy. Look what he's doing. Oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. He's this, that. Folks, I'm not going off theory. I'm going off conspiracy. I'm holding to the Word of God, which the Bible continuously highlights. Why are you calling yourself a believer that doesn't believe the Word of God by calling me a theorist? There's no theory. And I love this saying, you know what? Everybody's sick and tired of conspiracy theory. And yes, we know that there's whack jobs out there, no question about it. But if you can find ear over the last 20 years, I'd be more than happy to go ahead and apologize to everything for everything that's ever been said on this show. I need more conspiracies because all my theories have come true. Concerning conspiracy theories. I was going to go on here, folks, and talking about Judas Goats. And maybe I can just go ahead. Nah, I don't want to do this yet. It's a video of Marjorie Taylor Greene, another hero set up. And she is going after, I mean, she is going after Anthony Fauci. But speaking of Judas Goats, you're going to find that old Marjorie, who won't get on the show, by the way, is just as guilty as every single one of them that are playing the same game in the same circle. Not a good place to put yourself. Talk to you in 23. See ya.